Washington, D.C.'s pro football team has opened its training camp just a few weeks after the trademark registration for its nickname, the Redskins, was revoked. The U.S. Patent Office ruled the name is offensive to Native Americans. Still, pressure to change the name hasn't stopped fans from standing by their team, as NPR's Hansi Lo Wang discovered.
It's been called disparaging to Native Americans, and President Obama told the Associated Press he's okay with losing it.
I'd think about changing it.
So would Attorney General Eric Holder, who told ABC News.
I think the name ought to be changed. I think it is an offensive name.
But for longtime fan Pamela Cooper of Chesterfield, Virginia, there's nothing quite like the Washington Redskins.
It's something about when you say, go Redskins!
Yeah, that's right.
Just won't go the same with something else.
Yeah.
Cooper and Ann Thompson of Glen Allen, Virginia, braved the rain and pitched a tent near the Washington Redskins Training Center in Richmond. That's where they sold smoked barbecue to the hundreds of diehard fans armed with ponchos, giant helmet-shaped umbrellas, and Thompson said, undying devotion to the team's name.
Because we used to Redskins, you know what I'm saying? I think they should keep the name.
I really don't think they should change their name. I don't see where it's offensive at any type of way or anything like that. I mean, Redskin for life, what can you say?
Although Richard Grice of Fredericksburg, Virginia, admits he wasn't always a Washington fan.
So who were you a fan of before?
Dallas Cowboys, eh?
You got a grimace there.
I know, right?
But he said the Dallas Cowboys would start looking more attractive if the Washington Redskins changed their name.
I would think about it. I will consider going back.
On the other side of the question is the National Congress of American Indians. They passed a resolution calling the team name derogatory and offensive. In June, the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office cited that resolution in a ruling canceling the team's trademark registrations. An appeal by the team's owner is expected, but is not yet filed. For Washington fan Grace Kelly of Warrenton, Virginia, it's all a legal technicality that doesn't mean much.
The trademark thing is ridiculous because the next thing you know, they're going to tell us we can't wear a shirt that says Redskins because it's offensive to somebody. And I think that's just ridiculous.
Never is how team owner Dan Snyder responded last year to the possibility of changing the name, which he recently said was not an issue. And Constance Holloman of Petersburg, Virginia, said she agrees.
Go Redskins! HTTR, Hail to the Redskins. That's right, the theme song. Hail to the Redskins! Hail victory!
Those lyrics, though, do give pause to James Wissenin of Richmond.
Matter of fact, I don't even sing the song in the last 2 or 3 years. I don't sing the song anymore.
Really? You stopped singing it?
I stopped singing the song, honestly.
Because?
Because of that feeling.
It's a conflicted feeling, Wissenin said, because he's come to the conclusion that the name should go.
I still feel great about the Redskin, but I don't feel great about the name.
Nicole Harris of Richmond said she's felt a similar feeling in the wake of recent debates. Should they change their name?
I think they should. You know, if anybody feels that they're offended by it, then I think it's something that we need to think about and actually change the name.
If it offends some people, oh well, people get offended every day by a lot of different things, you know, I mean.
Jeff Collins met Nicole Harris and her family for the first time at the Washington Redskins training camp. They sat down together for lunch at a local bar, even though they don't see eye to eye on this issue.
It's winning the Super Bowl this year.
I second that.
But after losing 13 games last season, that's a dream all Washington fans can agree on. Hansi Lo Wang, NPR News.